52DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another mass shooting in Baltimore, four people shot, including a two-year-old. One person's dead. Cops say it happened at a road intersection and that several gunmen fired into a crowd. After last night's release of the police video of Tyre Nichols' arrest and beating, a protester read this police department statement today.
It is in the best interest of all to permanently deactivate the Scorpion unit.
The Memphis Police Department saying that about the Scorpion unit, whose members were responsible for Nichols' arrest. An investigation into a possible house party shooting in a well-to-do Los Angeles neighborhood, seven shot, three dead, Police Sergeant Bruce Borahan.
We're still trying to interview people of what kind of gathering it was or whether it was a party or not.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin thanking everybody in a long thank you on an Instagram post for support and well wishes weeks after his heart stopped and he collapsed on the field during a game. This is ABC News. LAPD investigating a mass shooting that it calls a targeted attack in a neighborhood where a house party may have been taking place. Police Sergeant Bruce Borahan.
At this time, we know that the residence was a short-term rental, and we're still interviewing additional occupants as well as witnesses and neighbors to try to piece together exactly what happened here.
Three people were killed, four others wounded. A new kind of welcome.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield in Kenya Saturday highlighted a new U.S. sponsorship program for refugees fleeing war and conflict from African nations.
This new innovative program allows private citizens to support the resettlement of refugees as they begin to build their new lives in the United States.
It's part of the broader State Department initiative called Welcome Corps. Individual Americans or sponsor groups can financially support the refugees, which will help them find housing, food, medical, and educational services in the U.S.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Madison's Bond Scorpion. That is Grievous Angel here on Maxing Heavy. I'm Rocker, here with you till midnight throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us, grab the app, or check out our podcast. Before that, we heard a double shot from Sky Urchin to open Maxing Heavy. That was a song, Rose, and their brand new one before that to open everything up with Co Alone. Let's see. We got plenty of stuff coming up tonight. Some Brainerd, some Kudasai even, the Takeaways, and of course some Last Crack at 11, Essential Last Crack at 11. Right now, let's keep it going. This is Dog's Blood, Underground Wards.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I'm
Ludicide. That is Rainy Day Radio. Of course, that features Butto from Last Crack, and we'll hear Essential Last Crack at 11, so stick around for that. Coming up, we'll have some Rap Bat Spider, The Takeaways, Damsel Trash, Lo-Fi Killers. We got it all right here on Max Inc. Heavy.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Trash. That is Feelings Are Boring from their 2014 album Soup for Sluts. Before that, the Takeaways, End Up Here, and Rat Bat Spider, We Are the Horror. Welcome back to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker, here with you till midnight. We have a bunch of stuff coming up, including Pachinko, Cold Black River, Essential Last Crack at 11. But right now, let's listen to, this is a relatively new band, a duo, some young guys from right here in Madison. This is Lo-Fi Killers with Chained. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
We'll be right back. I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.